Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, it's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to Anchor Down. And listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. My name's Max Hurd. I'm your host Thursday, November 5th. Our weekly Vanderbilt player interview as the doors hit the road for the first time since their opening game to take on Mississippi State in Starkville on Saturday. 2:30 Central Time kickoff. TV is the SEC Network. And for the second time this year, we are joined by a member of Vanderbilt's offensive line for our weekly player interview. It is starting left guard Connor Mignone. Mignone, a grad transfer from Central Connecticut State, a native of Connecticut. Went to Joel Barlow High School in Reading before spending 4 years on the football team at Central Connecticut State, where for the first three of those years, Pete Rossimondo was his head coach. Now Pete Rossimondo is Vanderbilt's offensive line coach. We'll talk about how he got to Vandy, what he's doing in his very unique graduate program, and how he's tying it back into football, plus the offensive line's performance so far this year and more. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. Connor Mignone is on the phone. Connor, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, awesome to be here.
You're new to Vanderbilt. You're in grad school. What's it been like so far?
It's been a great experience. COVID or not, I'm really happy to be here. The team's been more than welcoming, and I'm really happy with how things have been going.
When you decided to come to Vanderbilt, what was your initial calendar for when you wanted to get here, when you wanted to start both football and academically, and how much was that impacted by COVID?
Yeah, so it's sort of been a winding road, long winding road. I didn't think I had a second shoulder surgery back in last December. So I didn't think I was going to play football ever again. And, I got sort of bit by the football bug and decided to throw my hat in the transfer portal to see if any team would want to take me. And I was really light. I was maybe not ready to play SEC football when I got into the transfer portal, but I bulked up and rehabbed up, and I got here late. I think I applied to school late April and got on campus around June 12th, I believe.
So if you had not found a way to continue playing college football, would you have still been considering grad school or something else?
That's hard to say. I have aspirations to join the military, but I definitely have an appreciation for education and learning. I'm really happy with what I'm doing right now. I get to do some cool programming and science type of stuff. So, you know, I sort of like being the jack of all trades in a way.
Talking with jack of all trades, Vanderbilt offensive lineman Connor Mignone here on the Anchor Down Podcast. Connor, when you went into the transfer portal, how many people reached out to you, and where in that order was your former head coach at Central Connecticut State, now the Vanderbilt O-line coach, Pete Rossimondo?
So when I entered the transfer portal, basically, so I talked to my head coach at Central, and he didn't really expect, I don't think, expected a ton of interest, but he thought I should try to do some, you know, Northeast schools like Boston College and Rutgers, and reach out to them to see if they have any interest in me. But I was really surprised to see a lot of a lot of schools reached out to see if I'd be interested in playing. But I was pretty, as I talked to Coach Ross, knowing Coach Ross and learning more and more about Coach Mason, I was pretty set on coming here from the get-go.
What's it like when your head coach leaves your school, moves up a level in terms of football, going from FCS to FBS, then becomes an SEC position coach and is suddenly hitting you up and says, I want you on my team now?
It's a little humbling. It's an honor. I mean, it almost feels like imposter syndrome a little bit. Like, this can't be me it's happening to. So it's, you know, football is X's and O's at the end of the day. It's the same thing at every level. It's X's and O's, but it's definitely a little nerve wracking, but just got to gain the confidence for it.
How much was having familiarity with Coach Ross Amando a factor in you being able to take on that challenge?
Oh, it was great. I mean, I have all the faith in the world of Coach Ross. I know anything he touches, he's going to instill great culture in any offensive line he coaches. So I was sure that I knew what I was getting to get myself into. I was looking forward to it. So,
what was it like for you watching a coach that only you are familiar with take over a new group that you're a part of?
It's interesting, to say the least. It's kind of not funny, but it's kind of funny. It's like I know what to expect, and I think the guys didn't have a lot of practice with him in the spring due to COVID, but I think me sort of being here and helping maybe some of the guys transition with Coach Ross and sort of understand his methodologies and stuff has been a help, hopefully.
When did you realize that you could or would be a starter for Vandy this year?
I think pretty late, pretty close to the game. I was playing right tackle for most of September before the game started.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really, honestly, maybe I was in the spot to start, but it didn't really dawn on me that I was starting until like a week before the game. It's sort of anxiety sort of related, maybe.
Well, you mentioned that you played right tackle at the beginning of the season. Since then, you've also started at left guard. This week, you were listed as the starter at right guard, and I know that could change, but what's it been like for you having the challenge and the opportunity of playing different positions on the O-line as the group has rotated a bit?
Yeah, I'm just happy to help the team wherever they need me, honestly. You know, like I said, everyone, the coaching staff and the players have been more than welcoming. So anything I can do to really help out and fill in, I'm ecstatic to do that. I think experience has just really is one of those things that help with just moving from position to position. Because if you know the concept of the play, it's not really hard to apply it to different positions.
Do you have a preference between guard and tackle?
I personally like guard. It's blocking in a phone booth, so to say. Tackle, you're sort of on an island. So I prefer the phone booth.
You've got some guys around the line that are in very interesting situations. I mean, as are you as a grad transfer coming from FCS to FBS, but you've got a converted D lineman in Drew Birchmeyer who joined the offensive line even after you had arrived. What was it like for you to watch that up close and help Drew?
It was great. I think Drew dealt with it fantastically. I mean, for someone who's played D line for 4 years, I don't think you can ask for more of a better transition from offensive line to defensive line. I think offensive line is not the most dynamic position, so I think helping and understanding with footwork and things like that is always the most difficult part, but he dealt with it super well.
And then the other interesting case on the opposite end of the age spectrum is true freshman Bradley Ashmore, who is getting ready to start another game at right tackle. What has made him ready to go with no offseason for the most part as a true freshman SEC O-lineman?
Yeah, I think his attitude is 90% of it. The other 10% is talent, but he's got one of the best attitudes I've seen from a freshman guy just showing up in the spring. So I've been super impressed with his attitude. He deals with adversity super well. He wants to get better every single day. I don't think you could really ask more out of a freshman.
Talking to Vanderbilt offensive lineman Connor Mignone here on the Anchor Down podcast. Connor, how would you grade the O-line's performance last game against Ole Miss?
It wasn't perfect. I don't think it'll ever be perfect, but we're striving to be perfect and catch excellence along the way. And I think everyone has taken a great amount of personal responsibility for everything that has gone right and wrong. So I think we're just hoping to grow on it week to week.
Where do you feel progress being made?
I think just in the chemistry, even though we, have rotated guys around a lot, I think it hasn't really affected our chemistry as much as someone looking from the outside in might see it that way. Just between communication and knowing what the other guy next to is going to do, we've really grown tremendously.
What stands out to you the most about what this group has been able to do with not a full O-line room with all the opt-outs that happened at that position?
Yeah, I think the O-line, the guys who remain, have tremendously been able to compartmentalize the situation at hand. Week to week, a game cancellation, a bye week, different opponents doing different things, off the field, school, stuff like that. I think all the guys that have remained have been able to truly compartmentalize the situation.
Talking with Connor Mignone, Vanderbilt left guard grad transfer here on the Anchor Down podcast. Connor, the grad program you're in is Vanderbilt's data science program. Tell our listeners what you're studying.
Yeah, so data science encompasses a couple things. It covers statistical inference. It covers data analysis. It covers machine learning and artificial intelligence. I really couldn't be more happy with it. I'm really happy to be doing this type of work off the field.
And how many years is that program, or do you know what your concentration is yet?
2 years, two year program.
So with the extra NCAA eligibility, would you consider playing football again next year?
I would. I have some thinking to do, but I would definitely consider it.
That's great. And I just found this out today from an article by Chad Bishop on VUCommodores.com about you. You will be in the NFL's 2020-2021 Big Data Bowl. What is the Big Data Bowl?
Yeah, so we use so I'm in a group of three other people. Actually, two of them work for the football team. One of them is in the film department and video department. The other one's in the recruiting department. And we are going to have to do a project dealing with prediction of defenses and coverages. So hopefully we'll be able to use some graphical analysis and machine learning and stuff like that to submit to the NFL and hopefully get called in.
So specifically for that, what are you guys producing in terms of how you show that information and how you create that information?
Yeah, so we're hoping to do what we call a clustering approach and be able to see where different defense formations line up versus the offensive formations, and then with a couple other factors like down and distance and time of the game, hopefully predict what the defense will run before the ball is snapped.
Interesting. That's really interesting stuff. So how?
Yeah, hopefully.
how deep are you guys in it right now, and when is the actual bowl itself, if there is a true event?
Yeah, so we have to submit a project by, I believe, January 7th. So we have some time to work on it. We try to meet a couple hours every single week to check in, and we try to work on it individually and sort of, but when we get together, pick each other's thoughts and, brainstorm a little bit.
And you mentioned earlier that you want to work in the military and with the military, and the tie-ins to your grad program are very obvious. Where does that desire come from, and how does the data science tie into that?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people in my family serve. You know, my uncle, both my grandfathers, one was in the Marine Corps, the other one was in the Army. One of my grandfathers served during World War II. I think it's just been a part of me and both sides of my family. So I feel like I have personal responsibility to do that at some point in my life, at least for a little bit.
And where does the data science tie into that?
Yeah, as far as the data science, I'm not too sure, actually. I was hoping to do something in, I don't tell a lot of people, but or talk about it very much, but I'm hoping to do something in special operations. That's another long, winding road, so one step at a time.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. It was great to get to know Connor Mignone a little bit. He'll be lining up against Mississippi State on Saturday. He'll be lining up in the Big Data Bowl in January. Thanks so much for doing this, Connor.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks to Connor Mignone for being our Vanderbilt Football Weekly Player Guest this week on the Anchor Down podcast. Good to talk with the new Commodore and potentially two-year grad transfer Commodore. As you heard him say, he's got a decision to make. He'll be in his program either way, so we'll see how that goes, and there will be a lot of college football seniors, many on the Vanderbilt team, who have that same decision to make, as the NCAA is not docking a year of eligibility for fall sports because of the pandemic. Enjoyed getting to know Connor a little bit. We know Clyde the Glide Avant well. We bring him in every time we got a game. Clyde, we already played somebody from the SIP last week. Clyde is a native of Senatobia. Who we got this time around?
Stark Vegas Cowbell Dogs.
The Stark Vegas Cowbell Dogs. And they'll be hearing the cowbells. I don't know how many, but they are pandemic-proof noisemakers. Not sure if the Vandy Whistler can whistle through a mask. That will be a topic for this spring. That's all we got for today. Thanks again to Connor Mignone for joining us. Thanks to Sarah Fetters from Vandy Sports Information for making these weekly interviews happen. And we'll talk to you after the Mississippi State game. Anchor Down Podcast. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. And you've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. It's the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Stark Vegas Cowbell Dogs.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.